Welcome to the Northernist Podcast. Here goes with round the second in video. Still technically episode 48, though, because we still do it as an audio podcast. I'm Jocelyn. My co-host is
Diana.
And theoretically, I stopped spilling coffee on myself, and we can get to an episode. We're going to change the format up a little bit, just because video is a little bit different than audio. So, Diana, in addition to what we're going to cover this week, why don't you let everybody know where they can find us?
You can find us on...
I attempt to drink coffee.
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook as...
She was going to say Firewater and Fiber, but it's Northern Knits Podcast.
I am Firewater and Fiber on Instagram. The podcast is Northern Knits Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
We're classy folks.
And too. Ravelry. We have a Ravelry group. You should come join us.
Oh, yes, please, because we're running contests so you can win things.
Yes, we'll talk about those later. Words!
It's a Sunday afternoon. We're in a time crunch and we just had coffee.
I haven't finished my coffee yet.
You're welcome. Just started. I already spilled on myself.
Okay. It's gonna be a gong show.
Shall we start with what's in our cup, since we have the same thing?
Yeah.
In identical mugs.
Yep. Identical coffee, identical mugs.
This is our other filming location. Diana and Christopher's place.
Mm-hmm. No, the...
Nerdy Wall of RPG brought to you by Christopher's Collecting Skills. Christopher's Collecting Skills. Working highly. What is it?
High gear?
No. Brought to you by Christopher's Collection Skills, working at great efficiency since probably grade two.
Probably earlier than that.
Shh.
My cute little Wally with his hat.
Yes, they were very adorable. Anyway, we are drinking... this is holiday coffee I bought you.
Yes, this was your Christmas present.
Part of it, anyway.
Part of it.
Was a big...
Eggnog spice. The second cup eggnog spice coffee is what that is.
It's a nice cup of coffee. That's super fancy. I'm still not going to be looking at the camera. I will get there. At least I think I'm kind of sort of looking where the camera is.
We somehow managed to always set this up so that my face happens to be next to the camera so I can look at myself and I still look like I'm looking at the camera. You've got the harder job.
Well.
I didn't do it on purpose.
Go me. Okay.
The cord happens to be coming out that side and the wall socket is that side, so.
It's just how my life works. So that's fine. I'll get used to looking angled away from myself. However, I get to sit in my comfy chair, which is normally where I sit when we record audio, so you get to see the chair I like to sit in all the time.
This is my knitting chair. It's not normally located over here.
That's okay. It works well for recording. Mm-hmm. Cool threads. What have you been wearing this week? It's been a little nippy.
A little bit.
A little nippy.
I've been wearing this hat. This is the Sockhead Slouch hat.
Okay.
That I made out of leftover sock yarn.
Oh, I can put this on for a few minutes.
I've been wearing the matching socks that are out of the same yarn.
I have too also been wearing the same socks.
Yes, you were wearing my January socks.
I was wearing a January sock last night.
Yeah. What else have I been wearing? Oh, the Lindsay slouch, which I believe I was wearing in the last video.
Yes, you wore the Lindsay slouch in the last video.
And the Bloomsbury mitts, which live at work. They're currently sitting in the laundry pile to get washed before going back to work.
It's a thing. You're not getting laundry done tonight.
No, it's just hand washing, though.
Okay, so
I just sit them in the sink with some wool wash.
My brain just went, no, but we have Dad's birthday dinner tonight.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
No, it's just hand washing.
I'm not going to be here for the washing machine.
No, I know I'm not. I'm literally going to throw them in the sink for 20 minutes when I get home.
4 hours of sleep. So I'm doing the best I can. Technically 7 hours, though it was disjointed. 4 solid, though. So that's
what
before
you get for
the
having
cats. It's not really the cat's fault. Could have gone to bed late, gotten up by the cat, and gone back to bed, and had I been allowed to sleep, which the cat does let me do, till the alarm went off at 11, it would have been like a full 8 hours sleep with one get up in the middle of the night. And that's the equivalent of getting up to have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. Which, when you're like me and drink a giant, enormous cup of tea before you go to bed, happens to you anyway. So, Also, since my abdominal surgery, I just have to go to the bathroom more often.
Fair enough.
My bladder fills up quicker, I think. Maybe they switched bladders while I wasn't looking. Probably not, but that's okay. I derailed. It's going to be hard to keep me on track. I've been wearing my coffee shop shawl, which I actually have on right now. So you can see it, my coffee shop shawl.
I do really like that shawl.
It turned out really nice. I might actually do another one because it was a fun knit, and I wear it a lot. With tassels.
Tassels make it.
Oh, no, I wasn't sure.
It's a decent shawl anyway, but, like, the tassels make it.
Do it. Yeah, there's something about the tassels.
Good tassels.
So I think I need to make another one of these. And I really enjoy wearing it so much. Which is
Maybe
fine.
That's what I'll do with that big cake of yarn that the boy's mom got us for Christmas.
Which makes sense. I'm using it for something else, which I'll describe when we get to Woolly Workings. I wore my cat hat for a little bit, and I wore Diana's mittens, because to me it wasn't that cold, but I also didn't really go very far this week. The only place I do have some yarn on the go. Ha, I lied. We have another section. It's okay, we'll talk about it later. and Diana's January socks, which is made out of the same yarn as the slouch head sock hat is, because last night I started a campaign, so everybody was over making character sheets at my house, so I was running around in the socks, because they're nice ankle socks, which are perfect to wear around the house. So
I'm glad you like them.
I do.
I'm really glad I didn't have to rip them back and redo the heel, because I made them too big.
Gosh, that would have sucked. Okay, but that's it for me for cool threads.
All right, on to some Woolly Workings?
Yes!
I have one thing, so should I just get that out of the way and let you go?
I only have three. Make it sound like I'm a beast.
Well, I've been really busy this week. So I have been only knitting on my travel project, which is my February socks.
I sent you a text. I looked at doing the pillow cowl that we're supposed to be working on.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out what the words RC meant.
Oh, dear.
I put that away. That's not going to be worked on this week at all.
So, I'm loving how this yarn is striping up.
Yes, it's striping up really nicely. What dye yarn is that out of?
That is... I have the ball band on here. It's the Online Super Sock. It's this. I'm just gonna hold that up. Okay. It's in German.
It's in German? Oh, that helps people who are going to be listening to this.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I guess I have to try to read it. Online Super Socky Four Fatch in Forest Color.
I love how you buy German yarn and you can't pronounce it. This is so funny.
I'm pronouncing it terribly on purpose. I know that's not how you pronounce it, but I don't have the accent to do it right, so I'm just doing it very, very wrong on purpose.
It's the same way as how I know it's Algeria, but I like to pronounce it Algeria.
Oh, and I'm taking this around in my Dragon Fiber bags, I guess this is the sock sack, probably? This is, like, one of the smallest bags
that
she makes.
Yeah, it should be, like, a sock sack size. But it's a really nice bag.
It's
galaxies on the inside.
It says, curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal and has dinosaurs for all you Firefly fans.
She's a dinosaur fan.
I'm also a Firefly fan.
It's true, you are.
Brown coats!
Whatever, I was into Firefly before it was cool. By the time it got cool, I was like, I'm done with this.
Never done!
I've already watched it like 16 times before it became a cult classic, so what do I care now? I don't, so I'm done. I worked on, because I couldn't figure out what a right cable meant. Yep, that was not a good sign.
Yeah.
I went to my anniversary shawl, which I am making on 100% alpaca. We'll have to link the farm below, because they don't color, they just do a natural alpaca fiber. In a brown and in a camo color. I will come up nice and close to the camera here and stretch it out a bit. I'm doing it on a smaller size needle because holy Hannah, the stretch I'm going to get out of this is going to be obscene because it's 100% alpaca and I'm making a crescent shaped shawl. I am making the Freya shawl by Shannon Cook for the podcast anniversary along. So I am done my first color section. I have done my second color section and I'm done my third color section. So as far as repeats go, I've got one more section of the white cream to do, one more section of the brown to do, which I will expand out until I'm almost out of brown, so I'll play a bit of yarn chicken, and then I will use the white until I'm out of the white, or the cream color until I'm out of the cream color, and then that'll be the size of the shawl.
That sounds lovely. I really like the texture on the white part.
Yeah, the texture on the white part is really interesting. I'm going
or
to have
the cream part, I guess. It's not really white.
It's a cream. It's like a winter white. So these are my balls. They are now... That's funny. Almost decent sized. They were bigger than this when we started this project.
I'm sorry, I've got Terry in my head now.
This is what happens when you have a friend who's a nursing student, who's a healthcare aide, and an absolute animal enthusiast. All of the really bad adult jokes come out. She can't help herself, which is fine. See, now my brain's gone dirty.
I'm sorry.
The idea is to have as little left as possible of this so that I can put them in my fancy new yarn bowl holder that I made on top of my fireplace mantle. I have a fancy bag.
Very fancy project bag.
Mostly because it's the only thing that keeps the cat out. She chases drawstrings, so it's not even like a drawstring bag helps me. Oh, so no. I'm thinking I'm going to have to start picking up some zippered project bags. And then I'm like, but you choose zippers, so what's the difference?
Oh my goodness.
None.
Can't win.
Not so for just... another half year to a year when she outgrows kitten. We're fully cat sized. I think we're about 3 kilograms now. So we are cat sized.
About time.
But we are not cat brained. We are still kitten brained. And that could take up to 2 years before she settles into full cat. So I'm in it for the long haul. Hey, she comes when she calls. She's come when she's called for dinner. And we're learning down and off. We're not consistent, but we are learning those two words. Training my cat.
Good luck.
Two out of the 4 command words I want her to know she knows how to do. And will do without treats or prompting, just as she's told.
Nice.
So, she comes when dinner's called. She came when I called her. She's had to wake up.
Yes.
And that's fine. When you're dead asleep and someone starts calling your name, it takes a while. But she did come.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Comes faster when she's conscious when I call her. But then I understand. So, that's fine. So, I will have a train to catch in about half a year.
Nice.
Nothing fancy. I'm not training her to sit. I'm not training. In the springtime, she'll learn how to go on walks on leashes.
That I would like to see.
She's got a harness. First few times out, you generally don't go farther than the driveway. You have her in her harness and you have her on her leash, but she doesn't really go farther than that. No cat. But eventually, they will just go for walks.
The harness, she hates her collar.
She hates all things wrapped around her because she doesn't wear a collar all the time. She's not used to it. So I'm not making it a big deal. The harness will be associated with outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be associated with going on trips and treats and stuff. So the harness will be a bit better. She's not as angry at her harness. Her harness also doesn't have a bell on it. Her collar does. I'm a jerk. But that's one of my projects. You're doing your socks. I started my February socks, which I'm doing out of the large carry-in cake that the boy's mom bought me for Christmas. I will post some pictures on our Instagram account about that. Because I am doing house socks, so they're a thicker sock. And I'm going knee-high down, so I have some very fluffy, dense socks to wear when I'm at Mr. B's house because my feet tend to get cold while I'm there. So I'm crocheting that, because man, did I need a crochet project. So that's going well. I'm about a hand's width down on my first sock already.
Nice.
So next week, when we're back at my place, I will show you guys, because it's obviously easier to show projects there. I don't remember the name of the carrion cake, so I will try to get that project stuff linked up so we can have it linked in the show notes and through the Ravelry page so you guys can go see what I'm working on. I am hacking a Yarn Utopia pattern that I saw that I really like that I want to recreate specifically to pattern, but I need to be able to do that when I can switch the colors of yarn. It's because her pattern repeats are fairly specific and they don't quite match the color repeats in a self color changing ball.
Mm.
So it didn't quite work out. But I really do want to remake them again, like a pair for myself in my own house, and do them in the colors that I like, and do them up that way. So I know for sure I'm going to be actually making the pattern. Right now I'm just sort of hacking the pattern and doing what I want in bits and pieces. So making a pattern, I guess, is what I'm doing. Since about the only thing I've followed is the cast on length.
Following some suggestions. You're using it as inspiration.
Sure, we'll go with that.
You're doing some freeform crochet based on some inspiration.
I literally, yeah, because the only instruction I've actually followed is the cast on length for around the leg, and not even that, because I had an extra 4 stitches because my leg's bigger than hers.
Okay, so you took an idea.
I did.
And you're doing something totally different.
I'm doing something totally different, but I'm giving full credit to her because I oh, man. I'm so used to listening to her, Yarn Utopia, tell me how to crochet. That's years worth of listening to one person do something every day. You get used to the sound of their voice in your head. And she has some great videos, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
The last and final thing I worked on is I finished my January socks.
Oh, nice.
So I have a picture. I'm going to post it up on the Instagram and post it into the feed. So by the time you guys see this, January Sock Bash, well, finally Sock Bash, January Sock Challenge for Year of the Sock will finally be closed. I don't know where my first sock has gone. My kitten has hidden it somewhere. I have not had the physical capacity to go looking for it.
Clearly, you need to teach her a slightly more complex command of find my sock.
Fetch. I'm going to teach my cat to fetch.
Yeah.
There's my new goal. A cat will learn how to fetch. She bats toys under the bed and other things under the bed. But she's like going under the bed to get things. I have a cat who won't go under the bed. Read into that however you want to.
That is makes weird. No sense.
But she sleeps in laundry hampers. I don't know.
Your cat makes no sense.
My cat's weird, you guys. So I have to go under the bed to fetch these things. Now I have storage under the bed. I'm thinking, I'm getting rid of the storage under the bed so that I can get under the bed easier because she won't. And I can find stuff easier because she doesn't hide it under stuff and around stuff. Like she doesn't bat it so it slides far into a corner where I can't see it. Mm. Which is another thing. But I did finish my January socks. So I finished them on the 5th. Which I mean, I'm not eligible for prizing so it doesn't matter to me. It's so that I can learn how to make socks. So that's fine. Technically, I didn't start my February socks till the 9th, so they count for Ravelinux. And I have one finished object which I did not bring, which also counts for Ravelinux. I finished a dishcloth.
Oh, nice.
I went through and I looked at all their stuff, and I was like, I can do a dishcloth in like a day or two. I can totally start socks on the 9th. I can totally do the one where you frog a pattern project. Because I've got a project I want to frog anyway.
Oh, nice.
So there's 3 Ravelinux medals. So long as I finish the socks. 2 for sure, 3rd almost set up, and I want to do that cowl, the crocheted cowl that we were looking at a couple episodes ago. So there's a cowl, there's a 4th one. So the real question is, can I start and finish a shawl before the Olympics are over?
If you do it in bulky, probably.
I have a lot of bulky yarn, you guys, you don't understand.
Hmm.
This is a thing that could happen because my niece has also asked for another shawl. She's like me, she likes to wear them up with scarves up here and drape them around her shoulders while she's playing her video games. That's right, my 11-year-old looks like a 95-year-old knitting lady because she wears my knitwear and then video games.
I love it. We need a picture of that.
Yeah, next time I can catch her doing that, I will totally do that. So that's a thing. So that's fine. So I think I might. Not a fingering weight shawl, but I think I could do like a worsted or a bulky. Easy.
I was looking at all the stuff, and I'm like, given that this right now is the most time I've spent at home in the last 5 days.
Welcome to adult life.
I'm not doing Ravelinux. It was a nice idea.
Some weeks. That's the way it works. Okay, but that's it for me for Woolly Workings. So that leaves Woolly. Hannah, we're on to Yarn on the Go?
Yes, you remembered you had some Yarn on the Go.
I went to go see the ice castles at the Forks.
Yes.
And I took my knitting. I only got like 2 rows done because I was out with a girlfriend and we were doing things. I was fine because I spent most of my time gawking at, 2,000 tons of ice that they had made into a castle without a roof on the grounds of the Forks here in the city of Winnipeg, which was fantastic. They had lights in it. They had a water fountain. They had little warming razors for people to warm up next to, because obviously you're standing in a crud ton of ice. They had places to stop and sit. I will post the picture of me sitting on the ice throne.
That's a good picture.
Because it's a good picture, you guys. I've got a couple of other ones. I was able to get one where you can see through the shapes in the castle. You can see the Human Rights Museum in the background.
Oh, nice. Show me all these pictures. Because I know you went to this like a week ago. And I only saw a couple of the pictures.
Thursday. I went Thursday. So it hasn't been a week yet.
It feels like a very long time ago.
But I haven't edited the photos. So I want to edit them to bring out the highlights and lowlights so you really get that pop of the ice color and stuff. But yeah. Super cool. I think we were in there for like 25 minutes. Almost like a half. No, we were in there for like a half hour. Just walking around, gawking at everything like tourists do. It was fantastic. And it's open till the last Monday of the month. So if you get a chance, you should go.
Nice.
It is a freaking delight. I would go again. It was a freaking delight. It was so cool.
I mean, Valentine's Day is, what, this Thursday?
Yes. Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Right. Because it doesn't interfere with D&D.
I will not see my partner on Valentine's Day because it does interfere with D&D. D&D comes first. And I'm okay with this. I am not offended.
Valentine's Day itself is kind of overrated. The idea behind it is very much not.
Oh yeah, no, the idea is good, but you don't have to do it on the day. Oh, yeah. Like, that's crazy. Get Chris to take you in the nighttime because you could do the nighttime and you can see with all the lights turned on and stuff, which I can't do. Because I have to go during the daytime so that I can see where I'm walking.
Right.
There'll be more crowds. Like, we had, like, next to no crowds. We had a couple doing their engagement photos.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
What a freaking cool idea that is. And a bunch of kids running around. Because we were there, like, 4:30 in the afternoon. Just make complete sense. Oh, they have two slides. They have a kid slide and they have a big person slide.
Nice.
No, I did not go on the big person slide.
What?
I am old enough and blind enough now that I went, I won't be able to see what I'm doing or where I'm going or what's going on. No, I can't. No. I also didn't wear any ski pants because I don't own any. So,
you're no fun.
I told C she could go on the slide. I was fine with it. I didn't care. I just know that I don't see enough now that it would just be stressful and it wouldn't be fun. I can still do tobogganing down hills, but I didn't want to go in the same colored, like, circular tube.
Okay.
And then go down on a carpet because I can't see anything. I don't even like going down water slides anymore because it's the same problem. It's the same colored tube, and then I really can't see, and then you get dark spaces. And I see nothing, and I'm in motion, and I'm,
you're no fun. No sense of adventure.
There's a sense of adventure, and there's a sense of self-preservation. I have a strong survival instinct. But I technically did have my yarn with me, so it was yarn on the go.
Nice. This is only sort of related, but for a good ice castle date, the Amsterdam Tea Room is reopening on February 14th.
Oh god, I still want to crash your guys' date on the 14th. Can I be your third wheel for your Valentine's Day trip and go to a tea house? You guys can have liquor, I'll pick the one without. I just want to see the penny bar, it's so cool!
It does look really cool.
I might just go during the daytime.
Yeah, do it.
And have myself a cup of tea and take a photo and do some knitting. That won't look weird at all.
No.
But it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, that's your on the go. Alright, what's next?
What's next?
I'm sorry, I'm pushing this along today because we've got to go to an escape room this afternoon and we're running on the clock.
Wool gathering.
Ooh, hey. I had a thought. Technology hates me.
Yes, we would like to apologize for our various technical difficulties in getting this video thing up and running.
It hasn't been the editing. It hasn't been the video thing. It's been me trying to process the video. That's been the problem. So the episode that you guys ever see before, this is going to go up late. I'm going to try to get this episode up as soon as physically possible. So they're going to be really close together back to back. Just to sort of my way of making up and making apologies and amends for it. And I'm sorry, I'm learning, we're getting there. The learning curve is slightly steeper than I had initially anticipated, which is not out of the realm of what I thought it might be. But, bear with me, the gremlins and me are having a little mini war. It looks like they may have won the battle, but I will win in the end, so it's fine. We will get there.
Yeah, basically things just don't want to upload when they're told, or where they're told, or things just don't want to upload. Everything else is working great. It's just the uploading. It's not
just,
so hot.
It's just me. Editing was fine. Exporting video to audio, fine. Just not a problem. I cannot physically get it off my tablet onto the internet.
We're working on it.
We're working off my phone today. That's how it goes.
We'll iron out the wrinkles. This will get smoother.
It will get a lot smoother.
We'll get better.
We'll get better. It's fine. It's a thing. It's a new process, so whatever. It'll happen.
All right. I think that's it for wool gathering.
That is it for wool gathering.
We have events to talk about.
Look at me go. We're doing it. We're on time. Do you want to do events this week? Because last week I did it all from memory.
I did do it all from memory.
Technically almost worked on our pill cow that we're supposed to be working on. I just couldn't remember what a right cable was. Or how to do it. I literally looked at 11RC and my brain went, what? I may honestly just get you to video walk me through that. If I ever do that again, I might be like, okay, I'm having a blonde moment. What does 11RC mean? And just get a little video of you going, this is what a right cable is, and this is what a left cable is.
I'm still working that out myself.
Why? Why? I know how to cable. This pillow
is challenging me with all these little cables.
I know how to cable, and a little cable is nothing. Like, you can do a little cable without a cable needle. What? I mean, I'm still more comfortable doing it with a cable needle, but that's because the yarn's kind of dark. And I'm like, I could miss a loop quite easily. But I know a right cable is not difficult. Because I have done 13 wide, I've done 4 wide, I've done 3 wide, I've done 2 wide, I've done, you know, whatever, practice runs and different cable lengths wide. I usually do like 6 to 8 wide. Most patterns I do call for that. Why can't I do a 1-to-1 right cable? That is literally knitting off, knitting off. That's all it is. What? School is frying my brains. My school's not that hard. I've done university degrees. I know those are hard. This is not hard.
Blame the time of year. It's that weird dead of winter time of year where everybody's just tired.
Cabin fever has caused my brain to leak out my ears.
There you go.
Nope. The anime Dance with Devils has caused my
brain to leak out my ears. There you go. That's it. That's what's the problem.
Oh my god, I might rewatch that. I just finished watching it. So bad, it's good.
I'm looking forward to watching that after I finish Midsommar.
Midsommar's so funny. Stare. If you like anime, you're welcome. You can find that on YouTube. If you don't like anime,
ignore us. We're crazy.
I'm sorry. It's a thing that I really, really, really love. I'm not... I don't do action dramas. I don't really do live TV. I have... will not even remotely touch anything that has to do with zombies. Nope. Horror. No, let's be honest. Warehouse 13 has enough scary moments in it to give me nightmares. I don't do horror.
Fair enough. We were talking about events.
We were. Events. Kay. I was talking about the Pillow Cow, which is currently running, and yep. I never remember the name of.
So this is the A Canadian Pillow Cow.
Okay.
Got my notes here that I write out every week.
Oh, yeah.
So that started on December 1st and is done February 28th, so we gotta hurry up and finish that. It's hosted by the Fiber Friends.
Yes.
Also Codependent Knitters, My Two Tips, Four Boys and an NL Girl, and probably a couple of others.
Likely. What I'm thinking I'm going to do is, because I have an extra spare set of needles of the same size, is I might just make the back of the pillow, because that I can do at the end of my school day when my brain's fried.
Yeah.
And then on the few days where I've got enough mental free power running around that I could do the cables, again, one by one cable, it's really not hard, and count to more than two, that's always a question some days.
I figure I'm going to...
work on the front half of the pillow.
At this point, I'm going to call it a success if I finish the front, just the one square. So the idea is that you knit one block out of a Canadian Afghan A
book,
book,
which we still need to purchase.
Yes, there's a physical book, but
gorgeous book. We need to get it.
The A block, E-H apostrophe, exclamation point, A.
That's not the thought that just ran through my head. Keep going.
Okay.
That's
sold as a separate PDF pattern that you can get, or you can buy the whole physical book.
Yeah.
Which is super cute, so highly recommend if you can get your hands on a copy of the book.
This chica?
Yeah?
Might ask the knit club for help, because my grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary is in August, and with grandma so ill in health, I think it'd be really nice if we could knit her an Afghan that she could have to go to the hospital with when she ends up going into the hospital for palliative care. That was that moment. My brain.
That is a good thought. Are you thinking the Canadian one?
Yes.
From
grandma.
That's a good thought. I like this thought. I'm on board with this thought.
She loves red and she loves white, so we could even do Canadian colors.
Oh, let's do it.
Do it on acrylic so grandpa can wash it.
Yes.
I think that would be an amazing gift for her 60th wedding anniversary. Oh, yes. I'm totally talking to Knit Club. I know that. I'm sure Red is falling asleep to this program as we speak. Red, I'm going to talk to you about this. Totally fine. Going to nursing school, sweetheart. You're allowed to pass out to everything and anything except for school. That's important.
Okay. So that's that.
This also helps me to verbalize it here, because now when I'm editing later, I'll be like, oh my god, I had that idea.
Let's see. That one's wrapped
that
up.
There's a lot that I've wrapped up, which is nice. We have two... we have the podcast anniversary that runs to the end of March. That started on the 1st of January. You still have more than enough time to jump in. So yeah, guys, jump in. There's prizes.
Absolutely. You can knit anything by Shannon Cook. Use the hashtags HappyPodNKP2018 on Instagram so we see your stuff.
Yep.
And use hashtag VeryShannon so Shannon Cook can see your stuff. But tags if you want
important.
To enter for prizes, we have a finished object thread
on
our
Ravelry
group.
Yes,
so if you want prizes, you have to go to the Ravelry group. We're just looking at Instagram just for fun. If you want prizes, Ravelry group.
Which is good, because if you're doing it on Instagram and I can find you, odds are pretty good. I'll follow you so long as your account isn't private. I don't follow private accounts because I'm not sure who it is I'm following.
Fair enough.
But if your account is public and I can find you, the podcast will generally follow you. So I don't see that as a big problem. But yeah, no, I'm pulling a winner from the Ravelry thread. So if you cannot upload photos, that's fine. Upload a link to your project page and have your photos in there. I will follow the links. Not a problem.
Excellent.
Don't care about shipping. I will ship anywhere in the world. I was actually looking at the costs. It's only $10 more expensive to ship to Australia than it is to ship to BC.
That's terrible.
I have no problem shipping.
What is it with things going domestically in Canada? Like, people or packages are really expensive.
I mailed my mom a sample of cat food. A sample of cat food. The bag was this big, with height-wise, and that big, full of cat seniors' cat food. Cost me $12.
Oof.
I was like, it went to Saskatchewan! The freaking next province over! Via ground! I'm like, oh my god! Ugh, fine. Fine. Just wait till I mail a cat sweater. Oh, crazy.
We're also doing Year of the Sock, question mark. So every month, you knit a pair of socks. If you have a single sock or pair of socks in progress, feel free to jump in with those. If you post a finished pair of socks in our monthly finished object thread, then you will be given an entry for the end of the year prize.
Which is getting beefy.
It's gonna be fancy. I'm jealous.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the more entries we have, the more prizes I'll go find. So I'm always one of those escalating prize people. So the more people we have, the more prizes I'll find. I don't care if the single sock is something you started in 20... No, you know what? I don't care if it's a single sock you started in the 1990s.
That's a very old single sock.
Very old single sock. Make it a partner.
Lonely.
It is. It's terminally single. It no longer wants to be a blue stocking. It's fine. My birthday's coming. I'm getting weird. Weirder. So, no. Single socks that have a mate now count. The Ravelry threads each month stay open until I have posted a picture of my socks. Once I have posted a picture of my socks...
I guess whichever of us finishes our monthly sock last.
Yes.
We'll post Which so picture. Far has been you, but that yeah. will probably change.
It's the first month. I got like 11 more to change my track record. It's fine. Then that thread will be considered closed. And all of those earn you an entry. Now that's not saying I'm not going to randomly through the year go through and just randomly pick people for fun to win prizes. Because I can do that. That is the nature of hosting. If I feel like doing that, I will do that. It may honestly just be a gifted pattern to you from the podcast, which will honestly probably come from my personal Ravelry account. And I'll be like, this is from the Northern Knits podcast, because that's how that works in my brain. Or Diana's, because PayPal hates me.
Possibly, yeah.
Technology, folks. I'm living in the wrong era. So those are things. But every time you enter a complete pair of socks, you get an entry.
Yep.
You do 3 pairs of socks in a month, 3 entries. That's how that works. You want to enter the sock in ours plus like 50 others? Go for it. In fact, Absolutely. Send us the links as to where you've entered these socks so we too can enter for prizing for stuff. We're all about prizes. So that's totally fine too. Super open. We don't have themes this year. It's just for me to learn how to knit socks. If you guys have never knitted socks, or you want to learn how to do socks, or you want to expand your sock horizon and try something new, do it.
Yep.
The girlfriend we taught over Christmas is gung-ho into you, and that's fine. Oh, my phone told me something.
I missed it too. Yeah, well, we should hurry up and finish, I think is what it's saying.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Almost done anyway.
Yeah, so that's hashtag Year of the Sock on Instagram, so we can see your stuff. Mm-hmm. But if you want prizes, Ravelry group.
Absolutely. I'm for fun doing Ravelinux. You are not.
I was going to. It's not happening. It's during the Olympics, which started on the 9th, which was Friday.
Yes.
And it's going until closing ceremonies on February 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever closing ceremonies happens to air in your region.
In our case, it happens to start just before 6 a.m. for us. Which is good, because I get up at 6 a.m. So I literally started... Friday morning, just after opening ceremony started, because I get up that early. Because it starts at like 4 or 5 a.m. our time. They had the pre-show stuff going, so at about 6:20 a.m. the morning shows do the Olympic recap, which is about mid-morning in Korea. So I am right on track. It also means if I stay up really late the last day, I might be able to finish something off. So we'll see how that goes. But all the links for everything are down in our show notes on the webpage. So if you can't follow my speech because it's too fast, scroll down. It's fine. What you knit and kitten, I'm done.
Yeah.
And that's done at the end of the month, so yeah. We can call that wrapped.
Yep.
I gotta get my entry in for prizes and stuff. I missed the My Sister shawl, but now that the deadline's gone, I don't feel quite so angry about it, so I might continue knitting that now. It'll work for Stash Dash. Yep. What do we got coming up? We got Stash Dash coming.
Stash Dash, which is hosted by the Knit Girls.
April? May?
I don't know.
As soon as I figure out a date, I will get that to you guys.
Yep, it'll go in the show notes.
Knit City
is, I looked that up, that's September 29th and 30th in Vancouver. Yes. Which you're going to.
I am going to.
I am not.
That's the thing. I asked my mom, she said she'd go with me. So my mom's not a knitter. But my mom's super happy to just go somewhere and sit in a hotel for like 12 hours, order room service, and read books. So I can literally leave her at the hotel room all day and she'd be fine.
Okay.
Or call her and go, oh my god, you have to come here, I need more money for your... which she said was also something I could do.
Nice. I love my very yarn supportive parents.
My parents are the coolest, you guys. They're so good.
Manitoba Fiber Festival.
Yes, that's also in end of September, isn't it?
September 14th and 15th. Okay. That is here in the city.
Yes, it is.
Well, not like here. It's like over there.
It's over at the Assiniboine. No. Yeah. Not the Assiniboine. The Red River X grounds.
They have like that.
Out in the boonies where you can't get to if you have to bus.
They do have a shuttle bus to some of the hotels now that they're getting bigger and people travel.
Yeah, but
travel.
I'm not staying at a hotel. Yeah, I can go home.
It's, yeah.
Not for a yarn convention.
Well, if all goes well, for a I might have a car convention. Sometime in the next month or two.
That'd be great, because boy, do we need to buy fleeces and stuff.
Maybe you do.
I want to have a spinning wheel by the end of the year, and I want to be spinning things, like spin, because I enjoy it. So, I have goals, folks. Weaving still. Oh my god. I need to weave you a scarf by July and I haven't even learned how yet. Guess what I'm doing next month?
If I end up ordering a scarf on the internet, that's also okay.
This is also a thing that might happen. I'm going to try not to because I don't like the ones that are open as options. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion.
Yep. All right. I think that's all our events for the year thus far.
We'll find more. It always happens.
Yep.
Don't worry about it. I may have accidentally entered a knit-along I won't finish.
Accidentally? I'm sure that was very accidental.
Accidentally on purpose. I've got the yarn for the Tracy shawl. It's a fingering weight. I won't finish it by the 15th of March. Don't care. Gonna try anyway.
Okay.
I really want to knit with Get Off Your Lawn.
Such a great color name.
It's such a great color.
I love the colorway
names. It's so perfect for spring. I need it. Okay.
Okay. That means we are on to our review.
Woohoo! I have a piece of paper. Which seems super unimportant until you realize we're going to show you pictures in a book, so yes. We really should cover the patterns.
So.
Because, Lord, do you want my extra long arms to go up there?
We're reviewing Lord of Knits. Because, funny. I thought it was funny.
I didn't pick the book.
I thought it was funny.
I took it out of the library for us, but I didn't pick the book.
I thought it was funny.
Which is, by the way, an interesting endeavor to schedule around our work schedules, is to find a day for the pair of us to go to the library to pick knitting books.
So this is Northern Knits, designs inspired by the knitting traditions of Scandinavia, Iceland, and the Shetland Isles, which are all things that I love, so I love this book.
I wrote notes. Look how big my writing is.
I didn't even write notes. It's just, I love it all.
Okay, and I wrote pages.
And this is by Lucinda Guy. G-U-Y. It's G-U-Y, so I don't know if it's French and Guy, or if it's...
Being terribly Anglo-Saxon, it's Guy.
I'm gonna go with Guy.
I'm not Anglo-Saxon, I'm Métis. But okay, so I should say Guy. I'm gonna say Guy.
Whatever.
My mother is okay with my mispronunciation of things, and that's the only person that matters in my mind for these things.
So.
Listen, I love my mommy.
This is all sorts of
color work. And we'll do the overview really quickly. The charts are well done. The patterns are well written. The photos could be better, but they're not bad. They are still fashion photos, but you do, for the most part, see enough of the knitwear that you have a very clear idea of what you're doing. It's a nice balance. I am a bigger fan of crisp, clear knitwear photos, but I understand that's a particular thing for me. The fashion photos look quite good. They do sell you on the idea of the Northern Knit, which, funny, given our podcast name, I do agree. So that's good. But I didn't like everything. Go figure, the person who's not massively into color work or Nordic designs didn't like absolutely everything out of a Northern European book on knitting.
I like super traditional stuff for some reason.
That's fine. You old lady, you.
I know, I think I'm like 95 at heart.
I actually ended up only liking one thing in the Icelandic section, or the Iceland section.
And what would that be?
The Unub Icelandic pullover.
Page 24. That one?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, where's that paper?
Since you
That's
like...
actually fine. I can hold that up. There's no patterning on that.
Oh, good. We can do that. We just don't want to give away the pattern.
That one.
Are you able to get close enough for them to see it? Do you need help?
I think. I'm trying to see if I can... There we go. Yeah, you can totally see that.
You can totally see that? Okay.
So it's your standard... Kinda sweater with snowflakey details.
Christmas sweater, you guys.
Ooh, Christmas sweater.
Christmas sweater. I don't have a Christmas sweater. I have Christmas tights. I have Christmas pajamas. I have Christmas scarves. I need a Christmas hat, mitten set, and I need a Christmas sweater. So I can be all the level of disgusting cheerful for my partner. Because I know he appreciates these things. And that he's a super Christmas person. And that he would love things with sparkles and stuff.
Yes, I know. His favorite thing is sparkles. Favorite thing in the whole world.
He gets grumpy because after Remembrance Day, my Christmas stuff goes up. He tolerates it as well. And that's fine. I appreciate and I love him for it, so it's not a problem. His reply is, I tolerate a lot of magic, and it's true. I do enjoy the game, not quite to the same extent. However, Christmas sweater.
Yes.
And it means all of the decorative stuff is either above the girls or at my hip line. So not in, like, the biggest part of me. Which I can appreciate, because all over patterns at my size are a lot. And you either have to go big and bold and own it, or don't do it at all. Mm. And a lot of the Icelandic ones are just a bit too busy for my size, in my opinion. You may differ. You may like a giant busy pattern at 5'10". Or a tiny busy pattern. I like giant busy patterns, not tiny busy patterns. I just feel that way. It's a personal preference thing. Tragically, I didn't like anything in Shetland.
But,
yeah. See, I wrote down Shetland right here in giant letters. Mm-hmm. There's nothing underneath it.
Okay, fine.
Was there something you wanted to pick to show off the Shetland techniques, which are different? I like that they went over the traditional techniques in each of them to sort of show you how they varied, which was super cool, because then you had an idea distinct to each region and as to why it was the way it was. And I love that sort of extra detail-y stuff.
Just
you have to show that one. Isn't that pretty? They're really pretty patterns. They just didn't appeal to me on a level where I was like, oh, I want to knit that.
I'm probably also not going to knit this. I just have a skill, and I would like to think that I could knit that.
Oh, you could.
I think I could. It's more of
a I don't see you not swearing at it every once in a while, but really. Is it knitwear once you've done that? It's a fairly big time commitment.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wait.
What else?
We've been planning your flowers.
Oh dear. You're going to have a lot of flowers, aren't you?
Yes, we are. All right. Now, in Norway, I liked the Anamor pullover.
Okay.
I spelt it out in giant Jocelyn writing. You guys don't understand. Like, that's how big my writing is. And you see how close I have to hold this to my face to read it. When I say I blow up charts, I mean I blow up charts. I'm blowing out just a smidge with the light.
Sorry.
There we go.
This is completely in front of my face, so I can't see anything that I'm doing.
You're good. You're in frame. You can pull it down if you want.
Okay.
And I'm thinking gray and pink.
Gray and pink. Yeah, okay.
Like a kind of charcoal-y heathered gray, and then a nice kind of bright pink. Not a baby pink. Something a bit stronger. So not a dove gray and a baby pink, but like a charcoal gray and a strong pink.
Okay.
Because I look crappy in pastel colors. But
pastels are hard.
It is. But that would be a really nice pattern for it. Or, and again, that sort of like charcoal gray and rose gold. So you get like a kind of goldy pink color with stellina in it for the, I don't even remember what shape that is.
The snowflake?
Thank you, snowflakes. It's too far away for me to focus on. But again.
Norwegian Lusekofte.
Turtleneck shape. Not an all-over pattern. Just nice pattern highlights, but you still are going to have miles of just knitting.
Yep.
Which is great. I can totally do that.
And with all the little speckly bits in.
Yeah! You just find a nice yarn, and you're just so good to go. So
it'll be
I really
so
like
warm,
that.
Because that's all double-layered.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But Jocelyn likes to walk around in minus 40, so trust me, I'm looking at expanding the Turtleneck of Doom selection to include more sweaters. I'm also on a sweater kick. I'm blaming the grocery girls. Okay, so. Do-do-do-do. What else did I write down?
I don't know. What else did you write down?
Okay, in Sweden, I wrote down the Ola Placket pullover. Because it has small, light details. And then I wrote for mom.
Because
I can't really do the pleasanty blouse thing. My mom's very petite. She's 5'4". But she likes things with very small details and nice flow to them. And I'm thinking in a bit of a lighter weight. Because she doesn't want a bulky worsted sweater. But in a bamboo or a linen. Which would definitely make it a light drapey. With something she'd be wearing around the house while she reads and stuff. My mom's retired. She doesn't do a lot. She likes it that way. but it's something that she could throw on and we could go to the, we can go Christmas shopping, we can go to the bookstore, or we can, she can suffer all of my shit. Yeah, and on my mom's size and on her frame, it would look so pretty.
It would.
I don't, not in white, because holy crap would I get in trouble. I would have to do a color. Mom likes blues and greens.
With white detail, maybe?
Yeah. But it would match her blue jeans. So yeah, I would do blues and greens with white detailing. That would be okay. But I think that would just, yeah, mom's 5'4" and she's got a very beautiful, like, dark chocolatey kind of complexion to her. She's indigenous North American. I look like dad. And just, yeah, a nice, rich kind of Caribbean blue with some white details. And not the cream white, like a white, because she That'd can be carry lovely. White. Oh, it looks so good on mommy. Who needs a Christmas present? So if I start now, I might finish in time. All right. Also, I like knitting for my mommy. Mostly because I can hand it to her and I go, you have to like it. You're my mommy. And she goes, yes, actually, I am contractually obligated to enjoy your handmade crafts. I'm like, aha!
Nice.
She's like, it helps that I do, but yes. All right. I am down to my last two.
All right.
I have the Pia lace weight pullover? P-I-A. I kid you not.
Okay, that is
We're still in pattern. Sweden. Apparently I liked a lot of the ones in Sweden.
Ah, the cover one.
Yeah. How pretty is that? As is. I just like it. The stripes would probably hit me wrong. I don't really care.
I'm not sure about the striping, but I think in a solid, I think I would really like this.
Mm-mm. Striping. I'm big. What the hell do I care? I would lengthen it, but again, I'd lengthen all the sweaters so they hit my hip bones. Mostly because I don't like short sweaters. And I'm tall and I'd have to lengthen it. Just ignore the cotton sticking out of my ear. I might have an ear infection. It's driving me nuts.
What else?
Yeah, I don't even know how to pronounce this. It's mittens. They're twinned mittens.
Okay.
Ortilia?
Sure. Let's go with that.
No idea. There is no way I'm not pronouncing that incorrectly.
Ah, yes.
Those, I want a pair of those.
They're so cute.
Can you blame me? Diana, we need to make those.
I agree.
Ah,
they're just so cheery.
Oh, I need those mittens. Might be the mitten kick. I need the mittens, the mittens, the mittens, mittens, mittens. Are we still recording?
We are.
Excellent. That's always good to know.
All right. So cheery.
That's it. Those are the ones I really, really liked.
I like all of them. I like it.
Not shocked. So that's going on your wish list from Amazon to pick up at some point?
Probably.
Yeah. That's fair. We are working on a book list with a link for Amazon and then an Amazon affiliate so we can get your guys' support to help pay for the costs for things. Equipment, domain names, all the fun stuff that you have to pay for so that we can keep doing this, which is a good idea.
Yes.
We're enjoying it and we're ingrained now. It's a thing that we do. I would miss it if I didn't do this.
I have so much time in the week. I don't know what I'd do with it.
You'd have so much time. I do the bulk of the work. Imagine how much time I'd gain.
Sometimes the tech stuff takes a while.
Oh my god. I'm so glad it's you, not me. If it was me, do you know how bad it would be? It'd be so bad. All right. However, on the bright side, that's it.
Yep.
Oh, we didn't even bury that. Great. Means I get to say, we're done. Jill's like, oh my god, I'm warm under this shawl. I'm ready to take it off. Why are you looking at your phone?
Making sure I'm not forgetting anything.
Okay. Did we forget anything?
No, I don't think so.
Excellent news. Means I get to say, until next week, I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And we'll say that no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit. And we're done.
We're done.
Oh, good. I was just going to say it's...
Time to go.
2:30.
Yep.
So it's time to pack up and think about going.
Pack up like a mad fiend, pee, and we gotta run out the door.
Okay.
I mean, you've got an hour, so it's, you don't have to do it like a mad fiend. You can just do it like a regular fiend.
No raging for this lady. Okay. Fine. Rage roll denied. We'll see how well this goes for you when you pull out your rage as a barbarian. I'll be like, well.
Do you want to rage? Oh, I rolled a one. Oh, I'm just not feeling
so
rage.
I'm just excited about DMing.
Okay. I just feel like zen today.